KQED.
On January 1st, recreational marijuana becomes legal in California. Steve D'Angelo is known as a pioneer in the cannabis industry. I asked him to think back on the first investment he ever made.
I bought a nickel bag of cannabis when I was 14 years old. I rolled it into six joints. I sold each joint for a dollar. I made $1 profit, a 20% margin on that transaction, and then I did it again until I could buy a whole ounce of cannabis, and then I repeated until the ounces turned into pounds, and the pounds turned it into, well, eventually a lot bigger quantities than that.
D'Angelo is now executive director of Harborside, one of the largest medical cannabis dispensaries probably in the world. I met him at the Oakland location. It's a big open place on Oakland's Embarcadero. Lots of light, lots of wood, lots of plants. The vibe is kind of a cross between Nature Museum and Apple Store.
And my phenomenal, super knowledgeable, ultra-friendly, smiling staff is here in the room greeting patients as they come in.
Come January 1, some of those patients, who now must show a medical marijuana card to get in, will become just customers who only need an ID proving they're 21. Harborside is getting ready, building out more space for what D'Angelo expects to be a lot of new business. I asked him what else is going to be different.
We're going to have a try it before you buy it feature at Harborside. After the 1st of January, people will be able to come in, and before they purchase a product, they'll actually be able to sit down and try it.
So with the loss of the distinction in terms of legalization between medical and recreational, what happens to the Harborside that has put a strong focus on the medical side of cannabis?
Well, patients will continue to be able to come into Harborside. They will be able to pretty much continue buying exactly the same medicines that they had before. The big difference between being an adult and being a medical cannabis patient moving forward is not going to be whether or not you can get the cannabis, because everybody will be able to get it. It's really going to come down to how much tax you're going to pay. The medical cannabis patients who have a state or county issued medical cannabis card, you will qualify for a 7% off of the taxes.
You obviously know the ins and outs of the changes of what's coming in January 1st, but how well do you think the state is prepared for this big change?
This change is going to be pretty traumatic and disruptive for the existing cannabis industry. There are many, many thousands of people who have built the livelihoods of their family on the kinds of business models that were legal under the previous cannabis regulations. But there's a lot of new requirements, and many people, especially small growers, aren't even really aware that as of the 1st of January, you are no longer, for the most part, going to be able to take your cannabis straight to a dispensary and sell it. Instead, you're going to have to take that cannabis to a distributor, and then the distributor can take it to the dispensary.
Now, your operations are currently in San Jose and Oakland. Locally, are these two places ready for January 1st?
I'm very happy to say that both the cities of Oakland and San Jose are going to be ready for adult use on the 1st of January. Unfortunately, Oakland and San Jose are in the minority across the state of California. We estimate only about 30% of the jurisdictions are going to be ready to actually allow adults to come into dispensaries on the 1st of January. Before you can apply for a state license, which you must have in order to serve adults, you have to already be issued a local license. And unfortunately, there's a lot of jurisdictions that have not issued those licenses yet.
Steve D'Angelo, thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Steve D'Angelo is executive director of Harborside. He's also president of a cannabis investment group. Its conservative estimate is that by 2020, California's marijuana market will be worth more than $7.5 billion.